Hello, everybody. Welcome to Amen, where we have the power of God and anime on our sides. My name is Greg, and this is the beginning of a new series thing, hopefully, that we're going to be doing more into the future. And this is going to be very special because it is Nick's not going to be here. And you'll understand why Nick won't be here. It's not because, you know, I don't like Nick, even though that may or may not be a little bit true. But instead of Nick, I want to kind of bring in a series of guests, probably guests that we've seen before, guests that we haven't seen before. And today, right, I brought one of my favorite guests that we've had here, one of my good friends. I brought back Timmy to help with this first podcast in this series. Thank you, Timmy, for being here.
Hello, everyone. Glad to be here. Glad to be one of Greg's favorite guests.
Yeah, number one on my list of people to invite. And this week, I don't know how often we're going to be releasing these, but this new series is going to be called "Read This, Not That," or something along those lines. But basically, we're going to be talking about two series that are going to be very similar to each other, whether in theme, whether in setup, plot, something. And we're just going to give our thoughts on, first, what are these two series about, what we like about them, what we dislike about them, and then ultimately what we think you should be reading or watching if you had to pick one of the two. And for this week, we're going to be going with two series, well, at least one of them. Me and Timmy both very much enjoying. The other one is just very similar to it. We're going to be going with Quintessential Quintuplets and We Never Learn. Now, both of these are two harem series that I think they were both out at basically the same time. I think they ended like a year or two ago. And they have very, very similar premises, where it's about the guy is this like smart student and he has to tutor an assortment of girls to like get their grades up, basically. And in that way, they're actually very, very comparable. They're in the same genre. They have the same plot set up, but the way that they execute the plot is going to be pretty different. And so, Timmy, how about you take it away first, just giving us an explanation of what the plot of We Never Learn is about.
All right. So, We Never Learn is basically, as Greg already stated, it's a harem series, but they're both harem comedies, where in this specific one, we have our protagonist, our main male character, Nariyuki Uega, who we basically open up with the manga where we learn that his dad has died, and now under the words of his father, he is working hard to become a sponsored student in his school because he comes from a poor family and he needs a sponsorship in order to have a full ride tuition through college. But there is an obstacle in his way in order to get that sponsorship. The principal, or the school system basically, is tasking him with the responsibility of tutoring two of the most genius students in his school. We have one of them being Rizu Ogata. She is of a shorter stature, wears glasses.
Of a shorter.
I'm being very detailed about these people. But she's known as the genius who excels in math and sciences. And then we have the second character, her name is Fumino Furuhashi, who excels in literature and basically the emotions of humans, and being able to connect to them with sympathy and empathy to a high degree. And being tasked with this, he's like, why do I have to tutor these two geniuses in my school? This must be a very easy thing for him to do, he thought. But it turns out that each person, respectively, wants to excel in the opposite subject that they are extremely poor at. Rizu Ogata, who excels in math and sciences, wants to actually go into psychology or literature. And for Fumino Furuhashi, who excels in literature and emotions, wants to go into the field of math and sciences, or specifically math, I think. And each one being the genius they are in their respective talent, and being extreme failure in the one they want to excel at, he has to go through tutoring, or he has to go through with the task of tutoring these two in the subjects that they suck at, literally failing at them. And if he's not able to do it, he will lose his sponsorship. And he's not only the first tutor who has gone through this, but there have been many tutors before them. And he has to build this relationship with these two characters, with the pretense that their past tutors have gone through the same thing, were trying to tutor them, realizing it's impossible to tutor them, and that they should just give up on their dreams and go into what they actually excel in. However, each one has a reason behind what they want to do in order to pursue their dreams. I don't know how much spoiler you want to go into that, but but if you're interested, you can read it.
That's true.
Yeah. But aside from those two, later on we get the harem does grow even wider. We have one of his not childhood, but I think middle school classmates. Her name is Uruka Takemoto, who is a genius athlete who excels in swimming. She wants to go into college to be a swimmer. However, in order for her to get go to the college that she wants to get into, he has to then tutor her into English. And then we have two more female characters that enter his harem, which are I think Sawako Sekijo, is that I think that is no that's one of the friends. So we have his senpai, who is Asumi Kominami, who he meets in a cram school, and she wants to become a doctor. However, she has already failed the entrance exams once, going through cram school in order to retake the test, and that's where he meets her. And then the fifth female character in his harem is actually his teacher, and one of the past tutors of Ogata and Furuhashi, who is Miharu Kurisu. Oh wait,
very
no,
interesting.
Fuyu Kurisu, or Kurisu
Sensei.
And so each one of them gets entangled with this whole tutoring setup, but because of like the passion of which he wants to tutor these, and his focus on trying to help these people reach their dreams, each individual ends up falling in love with our main boy, Yuega. And that's pretty much We Never Learn synopsis in a nutshell.
Mm-hmm.
And all the characters that you'll find and get to read about if you hop into the series.
Nice. And as you were talking about that, I realized how many more similarities there are between that and Quintessential Quintuplets.
Five and five and one boy.
Yeah, like, okay, so Quintessential Quintuplets, we've talked about it a little bit on the podcast already, but it is a story about a poor boy who is very smart, who is trying to basically make some money, and he runs into these new sisters that enter his school, and his dad basically lines him up with a job where he's like, hey, if you can tutor this person, they'll give you like a lot of money, basically. And lo and behold, he finds out that he has to tutor these five sisters, quintuplets in fact, if you could not guess already. Mm-hmm. And so he's not that thrilled about it because they're very dumb, like extremely stupid. But you know, each of them has their own good subjects, and so like he has to work on trying to set up plans for each one of them individually to be able to succeed in the ways that would suit them best. And yeah, very similarly to We Never Learn, because he tries so hard because he's like looking out for them a lot, both within their studies and outside of it. They all one by one end up falling in love with him, and that is basically the story, basically just like every other harem series, you know.
Girls, one guy.
Yeah, and like I think from the outset you'd kind of say, hey, what's the difference between these and every other series? I think that there are a lot of other series that have a kind of a similar setup with a guy and he having to like tutor people and all that kind of stuff, these series, I think I picked out these series very, I guess, I carefully handpicked these series because, Quintessential Quintuplets is, I think, in my book, was the best written harem series. Let's talk a little bit about that. Let's talk a little bit about the differences between these two series. So I think the first big one, right, is the story structure between them.
Mm-hmm.
So
I agree.
Yeah, so We Never Learn is kind of set up in a more slice of life style where each chapter is another day, right? With some time within like the time that he spends together with all these girls. And it's like a new like wacky situation where something happens and then a little bit of ecchi, a little some blushes, and then like their like intimacy meter like rises like a little bit, right? You can kind of think of it like that, where each chapter is kind of isolated in a way from each other chapter, with a few of them being these like slightly longer arcs, maybe like 3 or 4 chapters long, that build upon their backstories. This is where you learn about the motivations of, like, I don't remember any of their names, like Ogata, Furahashi, I think are their names, some of them. But on the other hand, Quintessential Quintuplets is more of a regular story, I'd say.
Yeah, they're like arcs. There's more of an arc to how it all ties together. It's structured in a way where each chapter basically ties into the overall story. There's very, very rarely is there filler per se between each chapter. Each chapter and the interactions that they have throughout the whole series adds a little bit to the entire story and the plot. It feels more like one continuous story and like one continuous like it's more slice of life in this sense, where you experience their relationship and you experience like how he's walking and learning with each of the characters here. Mm-hmm. And so like you have like their test arcs and festival, midterms, camping, like all the typical slice of life like events happening, but they add to the story and they chronologically make more sense to me as well.
Mm-hmm. They build upon each other, and there's basically solid plot lines that go throughout the entire story rather than scattered individual events that happen to add up to, you know, some sort of culmination at the end.
Mm-hmm. It might make more sense in this way because it's like they're 5 siblings who are kind of living a similar life, being in the same grade together. Whereas We Never Learn, you have 5 individual characters who each kind of like have their own life and story. And so the boy character, the male character, is just thrown into each of their lives at random. And then sometimes they come together with multiple ones, all of them, 1 or 2. And so I think like that in that way, it makes it a bit harder in keeping it all like cohesive and together. It makes it feel more some chapters feel more isolated than others, and you kind of question like, or sometimes I was questioning like, okay, so this is kind of like a check mark to building a relationship with this one person, but just feels like a separate like side story.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's also the fact that like they'll have one character and then you basically have like one chapter per character and then you have four chapters for the other characters. So the timeline, you have to keep track of all of them at the same time and you get one chapter per character every like few chapters. It's not, you know, kind of in a row, which makes it, I think it makes it a little hard to remember everything that happens with each person. And another thing I want to mention, and I think both of these series do it very well compared to a lot of other harem series in general. And this is part of the reason why I think that Quintessential Quintuplets is the best written series in the harem genre. It's the idea that each of these characters, right, while yes, since it's a harem series, you obviously have to have the characters falling in love with the guy and they have to like want to like be in a relationship with him, but both of these series I think do a pretty good job at setting goals for each of the characters outside of the relationship. Like Timmy explained before in the plot of like We Never Learn, these characters want to they want to like go to college in a specific field, and because they're chasing that type of dream, right, they take the actions that they take, and then the guy Yuika is just in like the path of that dream, I guess. Not to say he's obstructing it, but he's like, the reason why he's there and why they're interacting with him is because he's going to help them get to where they want to go. Mm-hmm. And the relationship that they develop with him is kind of like a plus in a way and not the end goal. And the same thing is happens in Quintessential Quintuplets, where it's a little bit different because I think at first they just want to graduate, but then as they grow, as time goes on, they begin to develop their desires and they begin to develop their dreams for the future. Where in the beginning it's like, okay, we'll try to get our grades up so we won't fail school. And then by the end, they're like, oh, I want to become this and I want to pursue this and I want to like do X thing. And I mean, between the two of those, which one do you personally like more? Like the way that We Never Learn sets it up, where they already have this dream and then now they're just working to it with Yuika, or in Quintessential Quintuplets, where they develop their dreams from something. Yeah, they develop their dreams over time and they each pursue it individually.
I definitely like Quintessential Quintuplets more in the way that they in the way they develop their dreams, because it's like, especially in high school, I think a lot of us don't really know what we want, but then it's through their interactions and through like experiencing, going through like these personal struggles with the main character, that they each develop their own dream. And it's just, and also like the fact that they're quintuplets, meaning quintuplets meaning five of them were born at the same time. They have this expectation where they're supposed to be the same, or people are like, oh, you guys are all so similar, but in reality each one of them has a different personality, each one of them has a different goal in mind. And the way that they learn and the way that they develop in figuring out what they want to do is more interesting in this way, rather than just being thrown like in We Never Learn. We just, okay. I still think that the way that they have their dreams preset is pretty amazing, and then the backstory is revealed slowly. I just like being able to experience their growth in this manner in Quintessential Quintuplets. Mm-hmm. It makes it more entertaining to read because it's more, you get more captured into it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I definitely have to agree. I think it's actually genius that they made them quintuplets. Like, mm-hmm. I think as silly as it sounds, like when I first saw, I like saw this series, and this was, I think, during the phase where this was right after I read a whole bunch of like really bad manga, and then I started to develop a conscience and I was like, wait, why don't I just start reading good manga? I saw Quintessential Quintuplets. I'm like, this seems like a super trashy series. Because, like, I realized it was a harem series. And I was like, if they're about quintuplets, like, of course they're going to, like, do this, like, have this, like, really weird story about it. But, like, after reading it, I think it's actually so genius that they made them quintuplets, because it gets to add this extra level that I think no other harem series ever reaches. And I think a lot of stories in general never reach, where, yeah, like Timmy said, they're all the same in the beginning, and it's a story of them growing up and learning that they don't need to be the same, and that they're all individual people. And I think that that's, I don't know, just so good. Like, even beyond the realm of harem series, which in general are worse than normal series, like, it stands out. Like, it stands out even among, like, genuinely, like, good series that I've read, because I think of this one major point where, yeah, they're all it's just five stories of people growing up. And then, I mean, the main character too, I guess, I don't know if he grows that much. I think he learns to care about people. I think that's some growth.
He matures in a way. Yeah. It's like he's displayed as, like, a stoic and unable to connect with people kind of character in the beginning, but because he has to learn how to tread the feelings of each of these girls, and, like, not trying to, and he learns that fine line of, like, understanding emotions and yeah, and their feelings by tutoring them and being a part of their life. And so, like, I think he has growth in his own way, and opening up, like, what he once kind of closed off.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Because in his childhood times, they display him as, like, oh, rambunctious, like,
I totally rebel, forgot about his childhood.
Rebel kid. And then now fast forward to his high school years, he's just a boring, like, studious guy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I think that's cool. And I also like, I think part of the reason why I like quintessential quintuplets a bit more is kind of strays away more from, like, the typical fan serviness that you see in harems.
Mm-hmm.
And it makes it doesn't have to use, like, those fan service gimmicks to kind of keep your attention. Everything ties into, I don't know if it's actually, no, you learn about it in the beginning, but I like the way how it jumps between the future and the present.
In
quintessential quintuplets.
I forgot about that too.
Yeah, it's not a big spoiler since they kind of introduced that fact in the beginning, but it kind of gives you hints at the future of the main boy and the five sisters, by giving you little inserts of, like, their marriage day.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then it's kind of, like, up to you to kind of, like, figure out and kind of toil on your own, like, oh, which sister is he ending up with? And I like that finite kind of hint that, like, oh, he is going to end up with one of these sisters in the end.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We kind of talked about this right before the podcast, so maybe I'll leave a short pause here if you want to keep it or cut it out, but we talked about with We Never Learn, there are five girls, but I feel like it's kind of a cop-out where we have five different endings, each one focusing on each girl.
Dude, the author had no guts. Author obviously had no guts to choose exactly one of them.
He couldn't commit to just one storyline. He had to make five individual lines with each girl, and it definitely shows that, like, some of them, we are kind of disappointed in some of them. Some of them were good and had potential, but I think with the first one that they did, if they just kept to that one, I would have been okay with.
Mm-hmm.
But then as I kept reading, I'm like, oh, there are five paths.
Yeah.
And so it's like, oh, kind of sad.
Yeah, like, I explained to me, like, I was reading, I was like, I got to, I think, the first ending, and I was like, but there are chapters after this, what do you mean?
Yeah, why are there so many more? Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I was going to talk about that. The I was thinking about this earlier because I think I talked about it once, but I was like reading a lot of harem series as like a challenge for myself because I don't ask. But I was thinking about why I read the series a lot, right? We talked about this during the Valentine's Day episode. I talked on one hand, it was like, oh, it's about all these like girls like trying their hardest to do something that, you know, they might not be used to and all that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. But I think another reason that people in general, and I think I personally really like reading harem series, is because there's like a mystery aspect to it where you're trying to figure out, like, the author's like dropping hints and like leaving clues as like, oh, who is the final girl going to be? And now it's up to you to like piece together all the clues and be like, okay, it's going to be this person. And that part I really enjoyed in Quintessential Quintuplets. It's like, if you guess who it is by the end, like, I applaud you. It's like, it's very the mystery goes deep. But it is possible to figure out. I think somebody told me people on the internet wrote like a 30-page document explaining why this one character was going to be the final girl before the series ended. And so like the clues are obviously there. You can figure it out. And then with We Never Learn, I was genuinely like, as we were getting to the end, I was like, oh, like, who is it going to be? Like, who is it going to be? And then it's like, it's all five of them. And I'm like, what? What do you mean?
Yeah. I think like the way with the first ending, at least, I feel like the way they set it up is like, okay, this is probably the one that's going to happen, right? But with Quintessential, it's like the whole time there's like kind of a tug of war with each girl, kind of like, I mean, you and me had a lot of like, who's the best girl conversation.
Yeah, good times. Like, right before prayer meeting starts, it was like, yo, you read the last chapter of Quintessential Quintuplets.
Yeah. It was Wednesday updates.
Yeah, this is great.
Yeah, like we each had like a train in the beginning, and then it kind of shifted midway because like a lot of characters, like the characters went through developments, and it's like, oh, now I like this girl a bit more than the one I liked before. And it's like, oh, I think the relationship changed this way. It's like, oh, this might be the best girl.
Mm-hmm.
And I think like overall in the end, it's like the girl that he ends up with, I'm like, huh, this is a good choice.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I think, and like, as we mentioned, it's like not all harem and not all harem series also end with a ending either.
I like, hate those that don't.
They're the worst ones.
They're actually so bad.
There's no, like, he doesn't end up with a specific girl. It's just like, oh, it ended. And it's like, I guess he's with all the girls and not just one.
Or none of the girls. And it's like, okay, why did I just spend all this time reading this? Mm-hmm. But I wanted to go a little bit back. You were talking about before, right? Quintessential doesn't really rely too much on, like, fan service parts. And I kind of wanted to talk a little bit about We Never Learn in that way, because I think the way that the two stories draw you in is going to be very different. We Never Learn is definitely closer to a traditional harem series than Quintessential Quintuplets is. So once again, right, with the more episodic layout of the series, and then with the types of jokes it kind of pulls, I've grown past the age of liking those types of jokes. Like, they're very, yeah, they're just, I just don't think they're that good.
What kind of jokes, Greg?
Hmm?
What kind of jokes are we talking about?
Well, it's like, I don't know.
There's a whole chapter where he works at a lingerie store. Disguised
as a mascot. Yeah.
And then he's like taking measurements of each girl, and I'm like,
yeah, it's like that kind of stuff. It's like very much, I think, targeted towards a younger audience. But I think also, if you just like classic harem comedy more, like, I'm thinking like To Love Ru, like Love Hina, things like that. I think if you like that type of comedy, I think you'd enjoy We Never Learn more. But yeah. If you like more story-driven, like plot-driven stories, if you like more character-focused stories, I think that you would like Quintessential Quintuplets more. And that's not to say, right, that there's no fan service parts in Quintessential Quintuplets, because there are a few.
Mm-hmm.
But they aren't, like Timmy said, they aren't used to carry the story, like something like To Love Ru is, which I very much appreciate. That's another thing that you just don't find that often in the harem series, which is a shame, but also understandable.
Yeah. We Never Learn is a very, yeah, it's very typical in harem where you find the guy in a lot of like outlandish or extreme situations with like one of the girls, like maybe hiding in a closet or for some reason the stuffing them underneath the table. It's like, oh, there's no guy in my room.
they accidentally get themselves locked inside like the sports shed. Have to spend the night. Yeah, it's very, very classic.
But it's definitely very lighthearted and comedic, but also has the moments when the seriousness does hit, it does it very well. Mm-hmm. In drawing a lot of like the feelings or and backstories of like why they want to do what they're doing and why they're trying so hard to achieve their goals.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's why I was drawn into it and kept reading it. Even though it's like you have the typical harem like situations, but when it does get deep, it does it well. It's really well.
I think it does. Yeah, it definitely handles its emotional parts pretty well. Now you said drawing, right?
Oh, drawing. Yes.
Now, what do you think about the art in both of these?
I like the way Quintuplets is drawn more. But I like the individual. Well, it might be hard because like with quintuplets, they're quintuplets. So true. They're identical quintuplets as well. So each one of them is drawn in a very similar style, but they also have individualistic traits. They've come to the point where they've become more individualistic in the way they dress and the way they identify themselves. And so I think the way that the artist makes each of the girls unique in their own way is interesting. And I like that uniqueness to each one of them.
Mm-hmm.
And then, with We Never Learn, you have kind of outlandish proportions.
Okay, you know, when you were talking about Ogata in the beginning and you mentioned the height and like the glasses thing, I was like, is he going to mention the other the other thing about her character that makes her viable in this competition? You'll see for yourself.
I wouldn't go that far, but I do like the characters drawn in We Never Learn as well, because each of them is also kind of, I don't know, I like both style wise each one of them is done well. But if I had to recommend the anime to someone, I like the animation style of Quintuplets more than We Never Learn.
Yeah, we can talk about that too. Okay, I think the art of Quintessential Quintuplets, it's gorgeous. Like, it's so good.
Yeah.
Like, especially, dude, the two-page spreads.
Yes.
Are so... They're so stupidly good. Like, it's actually insane how nice they are.
And
then...
All the settings and all, like, the... Just the spread drawings, so good.
Yeah, like, I don't know what it is. It just looks so nice. I feel like We Never Learn just reminds me of more typical harem things. I think a part of it is because they do rely on that type of comedy that I mentioned in, that's like very similar to like Love Hina and To Love Ru, that they have like a lot of like reaction faces. Mm-hmm. And they have like the mini chibi drawing, like they're not really chibi, but they're like kind of close to chibi. They're like the lower like lower quality ones that are more like emote like than
yeah, like
actual
a
faces.
comedic, comedy like oh we kind of zoom out and like just kind of minimize the proportions a little bit.
Yeah. it's a style that I come to associate a lot with not just harem but like with more like shonen comedy series in general. And it's not to say that it's bad, it's just it's kind of generic in a way to me. It seems very similar to a lot of other things.
I think Quintuplets does a better job with like using kind of like shading in a way. I don't know if that's the right way to put it, but like just the way the artist kind of reflects lighting makes it look nicer too. I think out of We Never Learned, there's only one scene that sticks in my mind that I thought, oh, this is really pretty. But I don't want to say anything about it because it's one of the, it's part of the ending.
Part of the
of
ending.
We Never Learned.
All right, yeah. We'll talk about that a little bit later. I need you to let me know which scene you're talking about.
We can talk off the pod.
And then, yeah, lastly, let's just hit really quick the anime. So you said you like Quintessential Quintuplets more. I want to say, right, I think I've watched the We Never Learn anime. At least a few episodes. I want to say that We Never Learn adapts to a better anime than Quintessential Quintuplets in the way that I would not recommend somebody to watch the Quintuplets anime just because, like, first of all, right, the we were just talking about the art, I think, is just really good in Quintuplets. The other thing is you don't get to see it in black and white, but they have different hair colors. And I think that actually takes away from the story a little bit because they're supposed to be identical quintuplets. So they're supposed to be like pretty similar to each other. And I think it's more believable when people mix them up in the manga than if you see them in the anime because they have different hair colors in the anime. And so I'm like, there's no way that you would actually like mix them up. but yeah, and I think that the manga just makes for a better medium than the anime. So I think that I don't know if you were to compare just the animes to each other. I don't really know because it's been a long time since I've watched the two of them. I'd say that I think also the comedic style of We Never Learn works better in anime format.
I think so. Just with like a lot of the scenes, it's like more action-y in a way. There's a lot more movement going on.
Yeah, and I think having the voice acting would probably add more to like the comedic effect of We Never Learn.
Like, no!
Yeah, basically.
Yamete kudesta.
But yeah, so verdict between the two of them, read this, not that. I think it's a very clear read, Quintessential Quintuplets over We Never Learn, hands down.
I agree.
Yeah, not to say that there's nothing of worth in We Never Learn, but just it. I think Quintessential Quintuplets just has better overall story. I think that the characters are more compelling. I think the art is better. I think that it just outshines We Never Learn in so many different aspects. But I still think that We Never Learn is in the upper half of the harem series that I've read. So I would prefer to read that over other things. So
like two Mavru.
Basically. That's Mavruna. Near the bottom. I mean, anything else you want us to add to this, Timmy?
No, I think you touched it really well. Like even though I've read We Never Learned specifically because Greg Request asked me to in order to do this podcast. I was still, it kept my attention going. Like it never felt like a chore to read this series. And I was quite invested into it. So if you're interested in looking for something to read, both are good to pick up. One might be a bit more lighthearted. The other one, if you're looking for something more romance and more story driven, pick up Quintessential Quintuplets. If you want something lighthearted, it's like I can pick up and put it down easily, you can pick up We Never Learn. Both have something to offer in terms of like making you feel a way or giving you entertainment in that regard.
Yeah, well put, well put. And I mean, yeah, that's about it. Read Quintessential Quintuplets. It's in my top 15 series of all time, I think. Mm-hmm. I have to go revisit that. I have to think about it a little bit more, but it's definitely like way up there as a series that I like thoroughly enjoy. You don't need to be a fan of harem series to read it. Like if you just like family, like stories about the theme of family, I think you should check it out.
Yeah, there's a whole like even if you're not interested in the romance aspect, the relationships between each of the sisters is good in itself.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but those are our thoughts on Quintessential Quintuplets and We Never Learn. Thank you for listening to this podcast, this new series, Read This, Not That. Thank you, Timmy, for being here, helping me work through these two series. Hopefully, I can get you on for another one of these.
Definitely. Let me know. Yeah. Thank you again for inviting me back for this pilot.
I would. Nobody else I'd rather have. All right. Yeah. Thank you all for listening. We are Amen. And with the power of God and anime on our sides, we hope to see you next time. Peace.
Bye.
Amen.